No, we should have a split screen. I mean, we both like to split cheeks. Why would we not want a split screen?
Well, because I'm thinking about, I was thinking about going how we had it with us, where, it looks like a 90s version of us in the same room, right? It's fucking like whatever. But I was thinking we should, I don't know if we should just, I fucking, this green screen, paint it normal, make a normal fucking background, and then just have our actual live backgrounds behind us. And
Oh,
so,
you want to have a live background then?
or just whatever the fuck is behind us, you know what I'm saying?
So I need to hire someone to paint a mural?
Whatever you want, if that's what you want, whatever you would have as your background.
I'm gonna go get some Vato fucking Tagger, eh, and
Well,
have him fucking go to work.
just because I'm thinking, Doug, like the way, even
I
if you
like it.
have
What do you think?
even if you have like, unless you get the green screen 100% dope, right? There's always going to be kind of fluctuating of it and shit and going in and out or whatever.
I agree.
And so I'm like, if we have our real backgrounds, I feel like we can have higher def video because I could fucking, I'll put on my better lens on my camera.
Okay.
And then I feel like we could, well, it'll be better videos for social media. Then we don't have to worry about, oh, fuck. Like sometimes you jump in, I'm like, oh, I have to shrink you or make you bigger or whatever to make it look somewhat.
Hey, there's no shrink in this, bro.
Okay. Well, so, I was thinking, I was like, why don't we? I mean, that's an idea. You know what I'm saying? So, and I mean, it's funny. I think we're on the same train track of thoughts because you were thinking about the intro
Yes.
and redoing it,
Well,
doing a new,
let's give Kavino Rich the credit for that, because they done played three different fucking intros this week. They got the new one and the two other ones. And yeah, and it's nothing against Baseline Trey, because I love that song and I want to download it and play it in my playlist. But I think about every 4 or 5 years,
Well,
you gotta freshen shit up.
I don't know if it's every 6 years or some shit where they suggest to like rebrand and shit. That's why I've been playing around with like new logos and shit. Cause we've been going, look, 18,
Well,
Nike,
Coca-Cola
one,
don't
two,
rebrand.
three, four.
So it depends. Nike don't rebrand. You
Yeah,
know what I mean?
that's true.
Microsoft don't rebrand. Apple don't rebrand. General Mills don't rebrand. Weak companies rebrand because they're trying to get that fucking edge. Companies that aren't where they want to be rebrand.
That's true.
Louis Vuitton and Gucci don't rebrand.
You're right. You're right.
You know what I mean?
So yeah.
But at the same time, I'll tell you this. We sure as fuck can't let the PlayStation 6 come out before we change our intro. Like, we have to beat them. Like, they can't release PlayStations every 5 or 6 years and us still have the same intro.
Yeah,
And you know why I say that? Because, obviously, if behind the velvet rope, if the viewers, friends of the show, friends, period, don't know, D does all that. So D's gonna make the intro. Obviously, I'll have some input, but he's gonna make it and he's gonna be responsible for it. So I don't know, man. I don't know exactly what you're gonna do,
Yeah.
but I know everything you're gonna do is gonna be current.
It's the after show, but later.
After. Do it for Jan.
For all the Carl's.
3 hours ain't enough.
You look like a fucking monkey.
I call this the big black machine.
If they can't even fit inside the building.
That's what I love about these high school girls.
Fucking monkey.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Daniel, have your fists in the studio.
We can't stop them.
Take
these.
So that was the original intro. So
Okay.
is it something like along those lines that you want?
It's not that I want anything. I just think we need to spice it up. You do what you want. If you want some ideas,
Not
again.
that you want. I don't want it to sound like you're demanding
Well,
shit. Just
no,
like what you're looking for.
I'm not looking for anything. I'll give you some ideas. I've got
Yeah.
ideas, and you can
No,
choose
but
to
I'm
use
saying
them
because
or
right now we
not.
have baseline song. So I'm saying, should we go? How about that? Should we go? Because I think it would be cool to go that route because I've been wanting to do that for a minute.
What
As far
route?
as,
Like that, where you're putting in clips and like cutting.
yeah,
I mean, that would be dope.
cool,
But
okay.
you can do whatever you want. Again, I know I got input, but I'm definitely not trying to tell you the format or what to do, or do what you
No,
got
and
to do.
don't trip, Doc. I don't feel any type of way where I'm like, oh, Kakui's trying to do this or that.
No,
Not
huh,
at
huh.
all. Because like I told you, how I was thinking about the backgrounds and shit, I've been kind of thinking of and the logos and updating or whatever. So. That's I've kind of been on the same shit where my okay, we've been doing this shit for a minute as you and I. Is it
Yeah.
time to update some shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I'll paint too. I'm gonna have to figure out a permanent. I don't know if I'm gonna go back in my office or what, but yeah, I'll paint. That's fine. I'll do that. I think that is dope with the right clips. Maybe take some TikToks and whatever the highest viewed videos or you think are the funny or people commented on the show or whatever, however you want to do it. I mean, you could play Covino Rich clips. You could do Big Steve.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. I don't give a shit. The only thing I really care about is that it's current. Let it reflect however you're the artist. I don't give a shit how you do it. I really don't. But what I would like to see out of it is a reflection of recent.
Mm-hmm.
We've grown. We've been doing this shit for 5 years now. I mean, we've gotten better. I mean, you know, we've made a lot of progress. We've made a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let's reflect some of that.
Yeah, no, I think definitely. I think it's definitely something to do. But
you know, put some Funky Monkey comments on there or anything. I don't care. You don't have to put anybody's, but maybe you want to involve the listeners and the friends of the show. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely a good idea. I think updating some shit. I think, like you said, being as current, you know, I know Covino said that he was watching some of their videos recently and he was like, why do ours look like shit? And you see these influencers, they look all crisp. So Spot went out and got new cameras and shit.
Good.
So I think to always be on that thinking, how could we improve mentality? You know what I'm saying?
Well, fuck how we can improve. How can we be the best?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what Spotty needs to do, it's more than getting cameras. What he needs to do is get hella stoned and go down the rabbit hole of what makes influencers successful and apply that to the show. He needs to study like he wants to be an influencer and he's switching careers and now all of a sudden being an influencer is his dream and he needs to get all loaded and just whatever he needs to do. I don't care. Go take caffeine pills. Whatever the fuck floats your boat, do it. But sorry, Spot, if you're listening, you don't agree. But if I was Covino or Rich, that would be, well, kind of like with you. You're better at what you're doing than I am at it. I could do it. Don't get me fucking wrong. I can get the shit done. I own a hip-hop label. You know what I'm saying? I can get in there and make the shit, no fucking problem. But I don't do it just because I've done it doesn't mean I do it as much as you. And I think you'd probably have a cleaner product. Same with those guys. I think Spot's going to be the one to do it. And he should study what it takes because fuck, bro, it's all their pockets, especially. I don't feel bad for saying that because I know back in the day they made Spot book flights and he was like their little bitch. But now they're three ways and they're partners. So whatever he does affects his pocket as much as it does theirs.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
You know, that's what I think. I think he needs to quit fucking around and I would do a fucking market study. Let's identify first the top 20 influencers in the world with the most followers. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm not talking about celebrity influencers. If they were already a celebrity and they have followers because they're a celebrity, no. Get Mr. Beast. I want Mr. Beast and I want Logan Paul and I want fucking the other fucking Paul and I want people like that and study their recipe. How do you think Master P and E40 and Too Short and those cats made it major instead of being independent? They studied the game. What do you think Master P did? You know what Master P did? He took $500,000 and went to Michael Jackson's lawyer. That's how he got that fucking 80-15 split. He didn't just come up with that shit on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He studied the game. He studied the music game and he changed it. And so I'm not saying Spot needs to change the game, but he definitely needs to study those influencers. What do they do that even me and you're putting all kind of wild shit in the title. At first, I'm like, guy, what the fuck are you doing? Don't do that. Don't do that. Hey, you know what, bro? We're in a different time. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Study the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Study the game and go what's working. Like you said, for people that weren't already established. Right.
So he's just being lazy.
Yeah.
He's a smart motherfucker, bro. Spot is a smart dude. And I'm saying he's lazy because I'm going to kiss him, smack him, kiss him. He's a great guy. I think he's lazy as shit. But since he's a great guy, I think if he put his mind to it, he could take over. I think Spot by himself could single-handedly get them at least up a level.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he got passionate about social media and fucking went for it.
Yeah.
Because they're the on-air talent. He's not maximizing his talent.
And you know what? I think made him even lazier. I mean, I'm not trying to fucking hate either, but
I'm not either, bro.
I think
I like Spot
when they hired on freaking LB, because I feel like that gave Spot an out.
LB, the guy that made the runt strain?
Yeah.
I think Albie. Albie, not LB. Oh, my bad.
Al. Yeah. Doug, I have such a problem with like
that's all right.
Aaron and Aaron. Like, to
hey,
me,
it was a great tie-in. Keep it up. It's all good.
You know? But with LB, not L. I see. Doug, I don't hear the difference.
Shut out the runs guy. You say it,
I can't hear the difference. Okay.
LB. But, ow. Ah, like owie. Almost like you got an owie, bro.
Ow. Ow. B.
Or like, whoo. Who?
Owlby. Well, when
and then L is like you took an L.
Okay, I don't hear it, dog. Dog, it's the same way my dad couldn't hear chin and shin.
That's all good.
I was like, Dad, no, this is your chin. That's your shin. He's like, yeah, my shin and my shin. I'm like, nah, motherfucker.
Bro, I got a friend right now. Don't speak a word of fucking English, and she's trying. And same thing.
Oh fuck.
You ain't gotta tell me. I hear it.
Dog, me and Johnny had a fucking conversation one time about the word froth. I had never heard it in my life till Johnny said it on one word recording. And he's like, you know, when it's frothy. And I just like, what, frothy the snowman?
You talk where you came Mike Tyson for a second or what?
Yeah, I was like, froth. I never heard of froth. He's like, frothy, you know, if your drink is frothy, I'm all frothy. The fuck do you mean it's frothy? He goes, you know, when it has like a little bit of foam on it. And I go, well, say it has a little bit of foam. Why are you trying to use all these fancy words around me and shit?
He's been hanging out at Starbucks. That's why.
But yeah, so
I got a question. I need an answer.
Yeah.
Who in the fuck is the approver or the approvee or on the committee that gets to introduce new words into the fucking dictionary?
Right?
Because electrónico correo is an email in Spanish. There was no fucking Spanish word that was like that for 40 years ago. Who got to fucking make that word up?
Well, they every year. They do. These are new words. Yeah, right. They add certain words every year to the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
I'm guessing, who got to add correo electrónico?
I'm guessing some kind of governing board they got. You know, a panel.
You know,
I'm guessing. You know, because they probably have a word for influencer now, right?
Yeah. So who gets to approve it?
Merriam-O.
You disappeared. All I see is the skyline.
Websterino. Oh shit!
I don't know, it's a nice skyline.
I don't know which one's my camera. I lost Kennedy's phone, dog. So I usually have that one to keep the camera on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the fuck it is, and it died, so I can't even find it with my iPhone.
Oh, that ain't good. I've lost headphones like that, a couple pairs.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the house, I'm guessing, but I don't know. But
anyway, we gotta do a proper intro.
We haven't even done that, dog. This. Far into it, 20 minutes in, we haven't done a phone. So anyway, bring
it. 420 is a good time to do it.
Let's do it.
Because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul. Grab a spliff and start burning. With us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757.
That's another thing.
What?
What's up, everybody? Here we are, the after show, but later, episode number 240 something. I'm not sure where we are.
45.
Appreciate you guys joining us live.
45.
Today, we've already had a whole show before the show intro. But you know what, dog? That's where, you know how you said it was sounding muffled?
Yep.
I think that's some mix minus shit that I have to mess with on my mixer. So
I don't thought you just shaved bush.
Nah. But I think going back to the thing, I think when LB was hired, it gave Spot an out to be like, cool, he's got that covered. I could be even lazier rather than saying, okay, cool, since he's working on that, I'm gonna do research for the next fucking 6 months or whatever. Motherfucker, I feel like he just did less.
Well, and that's just me, but I would study the greats.
Mm-hmm.
See where you're trying to be and study the people who are there and figure out how they did it.
Doug, have you heard how much Mr. Beast will spend on like a fucking thumbnail? He'll spend like hundreds of thousands of dollars into fucking research and shit to get the proper thumbnail. And I've heard him on interviews where he said he'll try one out and then he'll switch it a couple days later. Okay, which one's getting more? Okay, cool. This one's hitting a little bit better. In a couple of weeks when we put out, or in a few days, put out a new episode or new whatever he puts out, he has something that's more in line with the one that got more views and shit. Dog, and he's doing that at the highest level, and he's still trying to improve.
Bro, he has candy bars and cookies in the grocery store. I see that. I didn't even know who the fuck he was. That's how good he is, because I didn't know who he was social influencer-wise until I saw his products. And then I heard someone talking about it, and then I had to find out. So I went to the old Google-A, and all I know is he had shit on the shelf before I knew who he was. That's big. And he did it based on what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Doug, and if you go back to his early videos, it was just him in his room, you know, with the shitty camera, and motherfucker just whenever he, and the one thing that he did was anytime they made, he made a little bit of money, he put it back into the product, you know.
Right. You got to.
So but definitely I'm trying to take our own advice and see what we can do and to improve, and so hopefully we get a better, more consistent look. I've been using Streamlabs instead of OBS because OBS decided to take a shit. Dog, ever since I upgraded my laptop, as far as like software, it's just been fucking everything up. OBS used to be cool. I upgraded. Now it sucks. I was able to use two monitors. I upgraded like right before I think I went to your house. So by the time I went to your house,
fucking
up the two monitor shit. But now I can't do it at all. That was another.
Really? Dodge the police.
Oh, my boss was texting me. But I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
I don't know, but I got something for you. Kind of get you back on track. You ready?
Let's hear it.
This was a gift to the show from, you know, if you listen to our show, you know who he is.
Laugh my dick off.
Let's see. He sent another one. Let's see another one. Let's play guess that.
Did you send both of them?
Guess that friend of the show.
Okay, go ahead.
We don't take no shit.
All right.
What was that one referencing?
I don't know. I got him random yesterday. I decided to play him. Yeah, I just got him fucking sent to me.
Okay. Well, if anybody will give you a couple of seconds to guess, but the answer is Alpha Male.
Alpha.
So he's actually, we've had him on the show. Quite a character. Got a lot of interesting feedback about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid to speak his mind. So, yeah.
Nope.
If you ever want to jump on for a segment, let us know.
Yep. Alpha Male.
Well, what do you want to get into from the week? I have some things.
I got some shit.
Cool. Let's get into some shit. How about that?
I think today I had, you know what? You know when the freaking light bulb goes off, it's just like all of a sudden you're just driving, smashing, boom, 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 mm-hmm. and you're playing your music, you're jamming, and it just all of a sudden out of nowhere, ding. You ever had that happen?
Yeah, dog, like when you're driving and it's like, everybody, yeah, rock your body, back streets, back. Was that an idea?
And you just freeze and you're like, it fucking all makes sense.
When you're like driving to your cool ass music and you're like, she wears high heels, I wear sneakers, she's cheer captain and I'm in the bleacher. Idea. Your idea interrupts your Taylor Swift, right?
So I had that today. And it's been talked about and documented on our show that we love Rich Davis. Rich Davis is Rich Davis. There's no Covino or Rich without Rich Davis. However, we also acknowledge that normally we don't lean Rich Davis very often.
Right.
And I've also told you that I used to lean Rich Davis and less Covino. I was pro Rich and a little less Covino back in the earlier days.
What do you think that change was?
Oh, I know exactly what it was. They introduced video.
Yeah.
And Covino didn't change. He's still his authentic self. So you could agree with them, disagree with them, like them, dislike them, whatever you want. Covino's probably not going to change his opinion next episode. He's pretty authentic in his authentic self. He doesn't bullshit. He's not making stuff up for the camera, for the show. He's opinionated, but he stands behind his opinions.
Yeah.
Right?
And he even says, I'm the same motherfucker that I've ever been, right?
I mean, he outside of natural maturation through the stages of life.
Maturation.
Like, yeah, bro. I'm trying to step my game up. But that we all have went through with raising a child and you know, and heartbreak and new love and raising a child through both. I mean, that's just, you know, that's growth. So obviously that growth is showing, but it should, right? We've all went through, we've all grown a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're all still the same immature fuckers that we were a little bit at heart.
Yeah.
You know? So anyways, the light that went off was, I know Rich is full of shit most of the time. I could see. And when I was telling you this off camera earlier, we were talking, You even verified it, certified it, and stamped it with a comment that you made.
Yeah. Well, when I see Rich, dog, and he's saying something that maybe isn't.
It's sus.
Yeah, it's sus, right? And you're kind of like, does Rich really feel like that? I can't even. It's like he's trying to keep a straight face, but his mouth kind of does like a little smirk where it's kind of like his mouth is moving like he's like, or you could see it like his eyes kind of dilate, his pupils dilate where it's like there's something changing where he's like, oh, this is good. I'm going to lean into this, not really being like, this is my opinion. And you know what? I'm glad I'm making some points. It's more like, oh, I'm pissing some people off. It's kind of evil. It reminds me, Doug, on the Jacksons. The Michael Jackson movie from when he was a kid, it's called The Jacksons: An American Dream.
Yeah.
And his mom is doing the dishes and Joe Jackson, not fucking stepping out. Is that what it is? Not that Joe Jackson. Michael's dad jumps in the window. He's like, bah. And Michael's mom's like, oh my goodness. She gets all startled. And they're like, Catherine, what happened? He's like, oh, it's Joseph being devilish. That's what I see. I see Rich being devilish. You know, I see a little deviant, a little devilish grin, a little, so you can see behind his eyes. That's what I see when that kind of shit's happening.
Well, and the key is, you just said this word about 10 times in about 5 seconds. We can see. And when we couldn't see, it wasn't as obvious. When he was hidden behind a microphone,
yeah,
you couldn't read the body language.
Yeah,
he is not a good bullshitter. If you're in his presence,
yeah,
he's a great bullshitter on the radio. If you can't look at him,
100%, because you're only listening, right? So it's up to your imagination on what's going on.
I feel duped all those years.
Yeah, because you were.
I need a refund,
and you weren't even sure if it was he really felt that way, and maybe you wouldn't have agreed with his actual opinion, or you know what I'm saying?
And I, it's not like I still didn't agree with him all the time, just a lot more than I do now. He still said some wild ass shit.
Yeah, 100%.
Rich is rich. I mean, I remember one time in like 08 or 09, he said he had to make at least $250,000 a year to live decent and comfortable. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, in LA and New York.
Yeah.
Shit, you can make $50,000 if you live in fucking Coos Bay, Oregon and live like a king.
Yeah.
Maybe not now. That's 15 years later. But back then, the rent was fucking like $500 a month.
Yeah. Dog, my apartment. Like, let me see, when my daughter was born was five.
We were talking. Right. Remember what? Remember
that little piece of shit fucking it, hey, but you know what? It did the job, right? And it was $500.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, tied into my statement that I just made, countering his statement. You need $250,000 to live comfortably. Let me ask you this. If you made let's go above that. If you made $60,000 in Yuma in 2009, I believe is when he said that. Are you not living like a fat cat?
Yeah, 100%.
You got a new car, and I'm not saying you got a Lexus or nothing crazy, but you at least got a bare minimum, a new Honda Civic. You've got a decent pad and not the worst part of the town. Yeah. And you can go out to eat once or twice, and you know, you could probably hit casino once a month.
You know what? Just to fucking just this is where, so you said 2009. Just to your point, when I was in college, I was thinking, when I'm done, if I could make $30,000 when I get out of college, I was like, I'll be set.
Right.
Hey, looking back now, I was like,
what year was that? When you were saying that, what year was it?
That was probably like 2012, maybe.
So that was 3 years. That 3 years of inflation had already went up.
Yeah. Right. And so 2009, I probably would have been happy with 20 grand, right? And so looking back, I was like, fuck, Doug, like, once you like factor in all the shit they're taking out for retirement and all that, yeah, you're like, you're only seeing a portion of that. But that's where my dumbass head was. But at the same time, it wasn't too far off of what I should have probably been making at that time when I got out of college, you know?
You know what I should do? Because I was on my way to L.A. I still remember this, right? I was with my ex, and I was my ex, so two exes ago. And I was on my way to L.A., and we were listening to the show, me and her, actually. And this fucker comes on and says that wild-ass shit. Mm-hmm. And it was afternoon, so I don't know if it was the replay or if they were on the afternoon. I don't remember. But I guarantee you, if I go my Carnival cruise history, I could figure out what month. I think it was April or May of 2009. And try to go back and find that show and get the clip.
Yeah. Well, Spot could easily pull it for you.
It was April or May of 2009, guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just crazy though, because you think about that, you're like, even if it was like in 2012, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50, I don't know. But yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, it was 250 maybe in LA.
Oh. Alpha Male's calling in.
All right, put him on.
Alpha Male, you're on the after show, but later, we got a couple minutes. Would you like to talk? What's that?
Let me call you back, bro.
Okay, all right.
It's not like he was in the shit.
Right, have a good one.
You too, later. he wasn't ready for that one.
Nah, he went, you know, it's funny. I've never heard him like, he always comes in fucking confident, ready to talk shit. And he's like, oh, fuck, I'm not ready for this.
You know why?
I don't want to know why.
He's not about 15 fucking Coors Lights deep. That's why. Oh, he probably just got off and he ran the stadium or something. Bubba's not, he's not drinking yet.
Yeah. Okay. That was him, his natural state.
Yeah. You got him without makeup, bro.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anyhoots. But yeah, so anyways, that's what I figured out about Rich. And then I got another one about Rich, though.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking guy bought a million pins at the damn Dollar Tree, right? And he's got all these things as Walmart slides and all these things he's trying to be cheap on. So again, it goes with the body language. Why does he want minimum wage to go up when he's fucking cheapo of the year?
I don't know.
But I got to side with them though, because I did do that. So here's where I'll give them a little love back, is I did the same thing. I went and bought some knockoff Sharpies at the Dollar Tree. They were called like Joy or fucking some stupid ass brand. And those things fucking suck. So you know what I did today? I bought two Sharpies at Walmart for $2.
Doug, I got to shout out my fucking homie Baron from fucking high school. I remember, I think it was Baron that was fucking... Or was he making fun of somebody? Somebody had knockoff Sharpies in class. And
really?
They were Shankies.
Called what?
Shankies. And I don't think Baron was using it. He had to be fucking bagging on somebody. But I just remember him going, that's not a Sharpie, that's a fucking Shanky. No, you know what? I think he was using it and didn't realize it until like he was like, what the fuck? It might have been a shitty one. And he realized at the time, okay, but no, I remember he was rock or... Somebody in class was rocking a Shanky, and all I remember was Baron using it or talking shit about it. Could have been himself.
Dang.
But yeah, Shanky's.
Shanky. Yeah, these are called like Joy or Joist, or because the 99 cent store is going out of business. Theirs weren't half bad. They were all right, but they still sucked. But these bunk ass fucking pins. So point is, yeah, I tried to pull a Rich Davis, and it backfired. Just get the real shit.
I didn't even think about that shit. I forgot. We have one right here that's... I think when you were in town, I showed you the Harbor Freight, the 99 cent store is like right next door to it.
Yeah.
So, I forgot they're going out of fucking business too. That 99
cent store. It's a 79 cent store right now. They're trying to advertise 30% off. I'm like, woo, fuck, 30 cents off a dollar. What the fucks?
No, dog, I saw shit that was like $1.28 for like $1.19 or some shit. I was like, start putting shit out for a quarter. Then we'll
just
start
fucking, just fucking. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So just fucking stop. When you're doing that, just you're insulting people. You're already a fucking dollar store and you're going to knock off 9 cents and act like we're getting boners.
No, I remember cut it out. This is going back to fucking like 4 years ago. All right. My daughter's about to be 8. So she was about 3. And
That 3 and 4 was 7.
Huh? No, well, she's 7 right now. So if we go back 4 years, she was about 3. Because she's about to be 8. She's not 8 yet.
Oh, my bad. Back,
she was like 3, and I remember we were at the fucking 99 cent store. And she picks up a fucking Elmo, dog, for $9.99. And I was like, what the fuck? So I jumped on Twitter. At the time, I probably had 200,000 followers. And I was like, let's fucking go to fucking 99 cent only. And I was like, this is bullshit. I'm at the dollar store with my daughter, and she picks up fucking this shit that's $9.99. And then fucking the 99 cent store responded and were like, oh, I'm sorry about that, but we still have plenty of good deals for 99 cents and all this shit. Here we are. Fast forward 3-4 years. Motherfuckers are going out of business. Who was right?
And you know what the worst part is? You know what the worst part is?
Huh?
Dollar Tree just took that format. Now they got shit in there that's not just a dollar.
For real? Dollar Tree was the one that had been consistent.
No, they just got shit. And you know what? 99 store went out of business. You know what I got to say about that?
Hmm.
Laugh my dick off.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? They're getting that's it what back. They get. They're getting it back. That's what they now, get. Dog.
Fucking rap bastards.
Yeah, for sure. But you know what? There's a few things that I want to talk about sports. For one, it's the first time, dog, in years that neither one of our teams have been in the fucking playoffs.
I know.
You know, and I have a buddy that's a Phoenix fan, right? And they're not in anymore, dog. And I think Covino and Rich dropped a stat that it was the first time since like 05 that all of these motherfuckers haven't been in.
Right.
So now we're on the cusp of a new era.
And he is.
Is there anybody that's standing out to you?
They say KD's going back to the Warriors. I don't know if I want to see it, but.
Yeah, that was another conversation. Is KD even that important? You know, he's.
I think he would in that system, but I think in that system he would. But I think at the same time, I don't think KD necessarily has evolved any since he was a Warrior. His game is the same as it was as a Warrior. He got hurt and came back from that, and he's playing in the same type of level. But mm-hmm. I think the league, NFL and NBA and those professional leagues, man, they catch up to your ass quick. So they're not going to shut down his scoring, but I think teams have learned how to limit his effectiveness as far as it controls the outcome of a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's still going to get his, but if people remember right, MJ was getting his in the first few years of his career and he wasn't winning shit.
Yeah.
So just because you're getting yours doesn't mean that you're impacting the outcome of the game. And I think that's kind of where KD's at right now. I mean, Bradley Beal, he's just at the same time, if you don't have a superstar like a LeBron in his prime that can dictate the outcome of a game, I think when you mash up all that talent, you're doing worse for yourself than if you just let one of them be there with a guy's not as talented who he can be an alpha male. None of them know how to be the alpha. You know what I mean? It's okay if one of them has an off night. It shouldn't be. Real fucking ghosts, it ain't ever okay if you have an off night. You think Michael Jordan fucking went to the locker room one night, I'm just had an off night? No, he took that shit serious. He's punching shit and breaking shit. And
I saw a clip on TikTok, and it was showing Kobe shooting 2 fucking clutch free throws when he fucking had a torn Achilles tendon.
There's levels.
Both of them. You know,
there's levels.
And then fucking they show LeBron, dog, 100% healthy, missing free throws when there's like 2 minutes left in the game. And it's just like, dog, the biggest quote that I've never been a LeBron fan, right? The one thing that bothers me is how he feels. And you know, they make this comparison, Jordan or LeBron. Doug, LeBron said in a post, you know, game interview, he was like, at the end of the day, it's just basketball. Dog, you think Jordan ever fucking said anything like that? You think Kobe ever said anything like that? No. Dog, Jordan was so obsessed with winning and shit that it was fucking weird. And if you want to be a GOAT, you have to be fucking weird.
You do. You
have to be an outlier amongst the outliers, right? You have to be uncommon amongst uncommon people.
So you have to be what I told Ethan when he thought about playing basketball. Nothing else matters.
Right.
Everything else you do to get by, you eat to get by, you go to school and get C's to get by, you do everything else to get by, because every fucking chance you have, every chance you have is playing and practicing basketball. That fucking ball doesn't leave your side. You dribble that motherfucker everywhere you go. You're shooting 500-600 shots. If you're trying to be great and you're trying to be Mike and you're trying to be Kobe, that's all you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it, bro. You're not even a good dad. You're not a good nothing, bro. You think, maybe post time, you know how much sacrificed holidays and whatnot for their job?
Yeah. Their
job is number one, bro.
They're playing Christmas Day every year.
Job is number one.
Right? So you think about that, dog. They're fucking, for somebody, and I think what bothers me most is where the fans are more passionate than LeBron, right? At the end of the day, it's just basketball. And I'm like, motherfucker, we're over here fucking rooting for somebody who's not rooting for himself. That's what bothers
me. I'm not rooting for him. Fuck him. Because you know what? Like, if you look at Mike and Kobe and how they approached load management, they're like, fuck that. That kid might be coming to see the Lakers for the first time. I'll be damned if I'm on the bench if I can't play.
Yeah.
That was what Kobe would say. And Mike was saying, LeBron's like, fuck him. He just, and I think that's what it is too. I think at the end of the day, LeBron was way more talented than both Kobe and Mike. But I think Mike and Kobe respected the game more than LeBron. They didn't want to not only cheat themselves, they didn't want to cheat the game. And as great as LeBron is, he has cheated the game.
He, you know what, though? It, to another point that Covino made recently is that, or no, it wasn't Covino.
He's cheating the game. Every time he goes over there and fucking flails his arm up like a bitch, he's making the game look bad. He's cheating the game right now, in my opinion.
And dog, so think about this.
You can quote that. LeBron James is cheating the game of basketball. The game of basketball has given him way fucking more than he's given back. Given him way more opportunities to win championships than he's actually won.
And you know what? The thing is, though, like you mentioned, he was probably the most gifted, right? The most athletically fucking built for the game.
And he had the most pressure. I will give him that. He had the most pressure. The pressure on Kobe and Mike was not the same as King James in high school.
And you look at this, though. You have like the most naturally talented, right? Size, everything that he had naturally given to him. Of course, he worked his ass off, but I'm saying from a natural talent aspect, gave him that little window to be a little lazy.
Oh, yeah. And he's acting like a bitch. He's in a man's sport, flopping around like a fucking girl.
Doug, he's flopping.
That's
like
disrespecting the game, dude.
Yeah. No, there was another clip I saw, Doug, where they, who is it?
He ought to be ashamed of himself.
I don't know if it's Amari Stoudemire. It's somebody fucking basically clotheslining Kobe and dragging him down. And Kobe gets up and goes like this. And then they show LeBron. Somebody waves their arm like near him.
And he's doing it like he's fucking going underneath the ball. Yeah.
And he fucking goes into the crowd. I was like, to me, that is such a bitch move. That frustrates me so bad, dog.
That fucker should be a globetrotter. That's all I know. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it because, you know, even like when I was being raised by my dad and I'm going to sound dated because I know shit's different and everyone got feelings and yada, yada, yada. I understand. But every time he knew it wasn't broken, it's because you're tough. Toughen up. Get up. You're tough. I mean, that shit was drilled into me from a little kid. And when I would go to Marimani and play with the bigger kids and we were playing tackle football, motherfuckers start crying and shit when you're 8 or 9. They will never let you play again. I don't give a fuck how bad you got hit. I don't care if you got a broken fucking leg. You are not crying. You're toughing it up. You're holding your shit in. You're not crying. Like, so, and I'm not saying that's the way things need to be. But with that being said, I don't want to see him flopping around fucking trying to act. You ain't an actor, motherfucker. We're playing basketball.
You know, that's funny. And again, I'm not saying this right either. I remember one time at a skateboard and I'm at Luis's house, right? We're like in high school. And I was like, I was trying to do something on a skateboard and I fucking like slipped, landed, dog. So fucked up my knee. I think I fucking probably tore something. And I got up and Luis was cracking up, dog, because I felt so hard. He was cracking the fuck up. He was like, oh, shit. Right. And I got up, Doug, hurting like a mother. And I was like, he's like, you good? I was like, nah, I'm cool. Could have had to limp all the way back to the fucking pad. But it's like, come on now. Like, that's part of, I don't know. That's
you know what? The fucking ding, it just went off again. Do you know how you can tell what he's doing is dead ass wrong?
Mm.
Because he's LeBron James and he can only do it because he's in the NBA. Why don't you go to fucking Rucker Park? And why don't you go to the most respected urban fucking ghetto ass? Go to the West Side in Fresno. Go to where we play basketball, to First and fucking Dakota. Go over there to fucking and try that bullshit. And say, I don't give a fuck if you're LeBron James or not. Go pull that shit, LeBron James in the hood playing basketball, and see how they treat you.
LeBron James in the hood.
Yeah, let's see you do that. Let's see you fucking and fall down and a motherfucker don't even touch you and shit. They're going to get on your asshole.
Yeah, dog, I don't give a fuck if you're LeBron James. You
I don't care. Come back No.
Fuck, hey, get out of here if you're going to be doing that bullshit.
Because now, motherfucker, they're going to fucking TikTok your ass doing it.
Yeah.
And they're going to make fun of your ass, especially in Fresno. I told you they damn near booed Dave Chappelle off the stage. He wanted to quit and walk off. You think LeBron's going to get a pass? Go pull that shit over there and see what happens, you dumb motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And if you can't do that in the fucking neighborhood, you shouldn't be doing that shit on TV. The little kids are watching your ass and they're looking up to you.
Yeah, they're going to think that's okay, right?
It's not okay.
How many little kids are flopping on their sixth grade basketball team now, you know?
He needs his ass whooped. That's all I know.
All right, I agree.
All right. Got me all fired up.
So Covino and Rich were showing, you know, they were talking about their multiple stages of being on SNY. One thing, Doug, that tripped me out is I can't believe next July, they're going to already have been in LA for 10 years. Can you imagine that?
I do.
That's crazy, Doug. That's crazy.
It's been a minute. I haven't been there since, I think, 2000. I think me and Tip Dog went in 2016, but shit, that was 8 years ago.
Doug, well, I haven't seen them since before COVID. That's fucking, what, 2019 at least? 2020, it feels early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they gave us like a case of Red Bull.
Yeah.
They did. They kicked us down some goodies and shit. It was cool.
Well, I remember, dog. They're like, you go on some Kind bars, and they had all kinds of free shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was cool. It was cool to see that the transformation, dog. Like, I remember when they started on SNY and to watch clips of that and shit and see how tight Spot's beard was. In my mind, he's always had a big ass beard, you know. As long as I've been listening, but to go back, I'm like, oh wait, fuck, there was a minute where it was more groomed before he let it get buck wild. And to see that,
like the Cremo guy or whatever, those fucking guy on the shit with the big old fucking Barbosa fucking coming off, that's what he looked like
for real. No, and it was cool to see the different Rich had his side proofs,
fucking riff-raff.
Riff had his side proof. I'm out. There I go again.
Fucking Heathcliff and Riff Raff.
Okay, I think we're good.
Spot and Rich or Heathcliff and Riff Raff?
Yeah, so Rich had his side poops and shit. So it was cool to look back on that and see the different intros and all that good stuff. And then
were dope.
Just to see how they've evolved. And they hinted at, if you guys listen closely, they hinted at something for TV coming for them in 2025. So I don't know if it's going to be like a regular show on Fox Sports Network, FS1 or whatever they have. But look out for that. So just keep your eyes and ears glued.
Yes. That'll be dope. They're good, because I used to watch the ESPN show all the time. Like, I recorded it, watched them all. Even Janelle. I miss Janelle. She was good.
Yeah. What happened this week during the normal shows?
Oh, I got all kind of shit. And I'm just going to, like I said, for me, and you know what? That actually brings something up. You disappeared again. That actually brings something up, because they were talking about Doodle, and they were talking about the Doodle cam, and Spot bought he's going to get the tablets and paper, and Rich likes the feel and whatnot. And so how do you feel about that? Recently we've been just playing the clips, and I like the clips to play them. I think it takes a little more time than writing them down, because you got to edit it a little bit. And you got to record it, and you hope your freeze don't fucking go to sleep or your screen and whatnot. So, but I like to play them myself, because then there's no mixing up of he said, she said, or misinterpreted or nothing like that. But I'm not an old school write them down anymore. I like to voice memo them straight to my reminder notes and just fucking read them that way. What do you do? What's your note preference?
My note preference. I like the screen records, like you said. For certain things though, I don't know if it's worthy of a screen record because maybe it's something they made me think of. You know what I'm saying? So if they were talking about fucking ice cream or some shit, and then I remember a story from when I was like fucking 10 and whatever, I might write 10 ice cream fucking Monday show, you know, that kind of shit.
Right.
Whatever. So I don't know. I like both methods. I prefer the writing, physically writing down, but that just doesn't work for me, dog. I always lose the fucking paper before we record. It's always just a pain in the ass.
Yes. Well, digital lets me keep multiple copies on multiple devices.
Yeah. I think, but no, you know what? Probably, I think I like the screen record probably the best because I don't have to remember where is it? Can I get into my fucking account? Because sometimes, dog, I have it on my Excel sheet. I go to log in and it's like, oh, we need to send a code to your phone and all this shit.
Right.
All that shit. It's just, it's on the phone. We upload it. We can play it live. So I think that's pretty cool. I like it.
Well, one thing that I like too about that, especially with the shared folder that we both share, is that we can listen to each other's notes and be prepared.
Yeah.
Without even having to fucking communicate.
Yeah. No, I like that. And I like that.
I haven't done it.
I like that there's an option that you can actually add a note too. That's what I'll look at most, even more than looking at your clip.
Yeah.
Read your note that you put.
And then I'm going to start fucking you up and putting bad shit. Watch.
I'm going to have a certain idea and then you're going to come completely sideways on that shit.
All right, here, I'm going to play some shit. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
How big of a change is there going from 1 to 2 or 2 to 3? What I've heard, 1 to 2 is like big because it's just like, I don't know. It just feels overwhelming for a second, but it's dealable because you can tag team, right? But once you go, people say the biggest jump is 2 to 3. And then anything after 3, it's all the same chaos. That's what I've heard.
Well, again, the basketball analogy would be if you got 2 kids, you're playing man-to-man coverage.
Right.
If you have 3 kids and there's only 2 parents, you are in zone coverage.
Yeah.
This ties into Rich thinking he's overwhelmed with 2 kids.
Yeah.
And then he also tied it into how much older he is than Jimmy and Lori.
Yeah.
So do you think maybe Rich felt like an only child at times?
I think he did. I think Covino, because I was listening to Fox Sports today, which is Friday, listening in the future. And Covino said, I was the only child for most of my childhood. He's like, I have 4 siblings, but they didn't come till I was fucking almost out the house, you know?
Right. So
I think both of them, I think that's one thing that they connect on is that although they have siblings, they have a lot of only child mentality. So I do think that he had some of that. If we're talking about Rich specifically, I think he did have some of that only child shit because of Jimmy and Lori being a little bit younger than him.
Well, see, and here's the part that Nicole can't chime in on and neither can Rich because neither one of their kids is old enough. But let's say Covino had a kid this year.
Mm.
Well, guess who can help babysit?
Melody, 100%.
And when that kid turns 5 and is in kindergarten, guess who else can pick up the kid from school?
Yeah.
So you have to, it's not zone defense. It's zone defense until one of your kids can drive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it ain't zone defense no more. Then it's you know, you got an extra assistant coach.
Yeah.
Because that kid's going to also be expected to be a role model because they're the oldest. So it's just crazy how he acts like he's got 2 kids. And you can go from 2 to 4. And as long as you don't have, the infants make it harder because they need more.
Yeah.
Right? And the younger the child, the more need the child has for you to do things.
Yeah.
But like once they get, how many lunches have you made for Kennedy? I mean, does she not, if you say, can she make her school lunch?
She can make her school lunch. Usually I'll throw some shit in there to make sure she has like a vegetable and shit. Cause if I tell her to make it, she won't put that shit in there.
Oh,
but
she won't?
She's very capable. Like, you know, like, or.
What if you tell her to put it in there? Will she do it?
She will, but just like, yeah, it's
okay, you're fucking my point up. So in certain situations, you can just have them do it.
She does. Well, and she does for the most part. Like if I tell her, Kennedy, go get in the shower. That's different than bathing your kid in the fucking sink.
Right.
Or Kennedy, I'm not going to tell you, do your fucking homework. instead right. of being with them right there, like if they're in kindergarten, right?
You know what else you could have her do? Hey, take out the trash.
Yeah.
Hey, right. I want you to sweep the front room and I'm going to come behind you and mop.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hell of a lot easier than doing it by yourself.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So now what if you got an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 14-year-old? You know how yeah. easy it is to clean the house?
Doug, I remember my brother's 6 years older than me. My sister is 6 years younger. And I remember, Doug, when we were kids, my brother was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. My sister was in kindergarten. I was in fucking sixth grade. So my brother would get out of school early because he was a senior. And he'd go pick up my sister from school, you know?
Oh.
And so then if I needed a ride or whatever, then he could pick me up too because me and her went to the same school.
I'm going to rip to that. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm listening.
So my brother would be picking us up or taking us places and shit. If my sister had like a Girl Scout meeting or some shit.
Ever take you to the mall?
Guess who is, I don't think he really did that, but.
Never picked you up from the mall? Never took you roller skating?
Yeah, for sure. Drop me off at the mall, pick me up or whatever here and there. For sure. Whenever my parents couldn't, they had that Uber before Uber, you know?
Was he ever in charge when your parents had to work or they went out of town? Or matter of fact, how old was he before your mom felt comfortable going out of town overnight? 16?
Probably not even that, dog. I was watching my when I was like 11.
Right.
You know?
So you also get a babysitter out of it.
Yeah, Doug. I remember being 10 or 11 and fucking, I remember me and my sister were fucking around with the phone. And we didn't know that 911 was one of the speed dials because we were just trying them. And then fucking an officer showed up on my pad and we're like, fuck, we're going to jail. It's over, right?
No, but that's why you guys weren't putzes because things like that help you learn in life.
So we were fucking, I was like 10. So she was like, what, fucking 4? And I just remember, dog, both of us standing at the fucking door and the cop was like, hey, we got a call and, you know, and hung up. We're like, oh, yeah, you know, we were just trying the speed dial. And we didn't know. And he was like, oh, OK. And he fucking took off. Dog, we were the only two there. But this is like in the 90s. So they didn't get, you know, obviously we were cool. We weren't dying. So he fucking just booked it. So by the time I was like 10, they had another babysitter. They had my brother and they had me, you know.
So how old were you when your mom started having you help make your sister's lunch?
Dog, I mean, I don't know if I ever made her lunch because we always ate lunch.
You ever cook for her?
Yeah, I'd always make fucking, dog, from a young age, I was making eggs. I was fucking throwing her some ramen in the fucking, I was, dog, and I must have been like 7 or 8, you know, at that time. I remember, dog, okay, this is how far it goes back. I remember feeding my sister baby food.
So, and how big's your gap?
So,
between
6 years.
And your sister? And how big's the gap between Emmy and Ben? Is it 4?
Three-ish, I guess. So, yeah, I remember fucking sitting in her high chair. And once in a while, I'd take a bite of the spaghetti because the baby food spaghetti was fucking bomb. So, I'd be like, my turn.
What a scumbag.
But I remember feeding your dog when she was like 1.5 years, feeding her fucking baby food in her high chair.
I remember Columbo's youngest sibling, his sister Josette, was born when he was 14.
Yeah.
You know how easy that was if his mom needed him to do something?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 100%, dog. Like for my brother, he was fucking 12. You know,
and well, ask Tip Dog how many times he watched Alpha Male. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I remember this. Alpha Male was 6 years old, right?
Yeah.
And I think I was 11, maybe 12, 11.
Yeah.
And we were at Tip Dog and Alpha Male's house, and I talked Alpha Male into running down the hallway full speed and headbutting the wall. And he did it, and he put this big old hole through the sheetrock, right? He was like 6, and he knocked this big ass hole. Thank goodness he didn't hit a 2x a stud.
Yeah, can you imagine if he did a stud? Oh, my God.
Oh, he did it. And so his mom liked the Cincinnati Bengals, so we had to move the poster to try to cover up the hole. We got busted.
Yeah.
Alpha Male was 6.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Maybe 7. I don't know. He was little. I mean, he was second grade, first grade.